I want to talk about your recording studio, which, you know, for those of you that don't know, Vic Stevens has a phenomenal studio, Giant Steps Recording. It's not a new thing. You've been doing this, well, I mean, the studio now is new, but you've been doing this since 1992.
Yeah, this is the third rendition of Giant Steps Recording.
Yeah.
And hopefully the last rendition, because it's tough to keep building studios.
Yeah.
But this is the, I think, the best studio that I've had sonically and also as far as the atmosphere and the vibe in it. Mm-hmm. Designed by Stephen Klein out in L.A. And it's a great spot, man.
Yeah. And you're a little closer to the metro area.
Yeah.
This time around. But you, like I said, you were in Colorado for a couple years.
Yes.
You know, you had some clientele out there. You came back here and give us the website address, by the way, for that, for your Giant Steps Recording.
GiantStepsRecording.com.
Yeah. And beautiful photos, you know, high definition. You can see great hardwood floors. I mean, I'm a big fan of hardwood floors. And the setup, the gear, your drums, the board itself, the...
Yeah, we have a lot of space there to really accommodate pretty much anything. You know, we have a grand piano in there and three tracking rooms and a really nice live room.
Yeah. Now, let our audience know some of the clientele you've had.
Well, it really varies. You know, the old studio, you know, we've had Bobby Rydell in there, mm-hmm. David Clayton Thomas, Triggering Myth, of course, did the records there. MMS did the records there.
Mm-hmm.
We had Lori Morgan,
who's
a country star, doing a Christmas record with her right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a variety of local bands, you know, are coming in now and, you know, taking advantage of the space.
Yeah. And you've we talked about this off the air. I mean, you've had some great clientele, and it must be interesting to, you know, some of these people you may have never met before saying, I want to record this. I mean, and you're just kind of like, you know, what?
Well, you know, it's funny that it's the spirit at which they want to record that really makes it, you know, pop.
Right.
Because you can't really evaluate the tune, but you can evaluate their spirit with it. And that's kind of the cool thing about getting some of these young bands in here.
And do you kind of like give them, you know, interject some ideas?
Yeah, when necessary and when asked.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't want to put my stamp on something if they have an idea, you know, mm-hmm. but if I feel that it's warranted, you know, then I just make a suggestion.
And this is an all day thing. I mean, it starts, how early does your day start doing these,
It could start as early as 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and you could be as late as...
It could be as late as 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. All soundproof. Yeah. Nobody can hear anything.
Nobody hears anything.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. And you're remote out there in Winslow, which is, you know, I mean, I'm a big defender of South Jersey. And
that's right.
You know, there's some great, great spots. And I know Winslow really well. And it's cool. I mean, I know the area you're in. And man, I'll tell you. I'm so glad that you're back, because I was actually bummed out. I mean, you know, for those that don't know, I've known Vic a long time, and from your days with Bon, and I was bummed when you moved away. I was like, "What do you move away for?"
Yeah, well, it was good to get out.
Yeah, it was good. It was like you said, you needed to explore.
Yeah, and I got to play with a lot of great people in L.A., and that was, you know, a whole nother experience that opened up for me.
Yeah, but now you're back home, and you know, the forecast looks good, you know, in the sense of getting clientele now. What are you listening to at home? If I was to go in your CD player, what am I going to find?
Well, you could find the latest Nine Inch Nails.
You can
find Codes from Ignacio Barrero.
Mm-hmm.
I still am into the Way Up. I still can't get enough of that.
It's like an addiction. Like I put it down for a while, and it's almost like I get annoyed that I listen to it so much, you know.
This new record, Mondo Trio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great disc.
Yeah, that's a great one. We featured that not too long ago.
Okay.
Actually, yeah. What we're going to do is check out a track here. We've been yapping way too much. We're going to feature this cut here, this one you like. This one's called Chaos. Tell our audience about it.
Well, that's my tribute to Maxwell Smart.
There you go.
And
the little shoe with the phone.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. Once again, friends, Vic Stevens in studio with us. Check out his website. VicStevens.com, and he's a cool dude. And glad to have you in the studio tonight in our 1 hour spotlight.